Foxton Readers Level 2. Deep Water by Louisa Glancy. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. Ivan looked out of the window. Over the roofs he saw the sea. This small town was his new home. The rest of that day he unpacked and organized his things. He thought about his family and friends. They were very far away, but Ivan was excited about his new job. That afternoon he called his best friend, Anna. "Ivan, good to speak to you," said Anna. "How is your flat?" "The flat is good, the view is nice, and it is near my office," said Ivan.
"Great," said Anna. "And the town? What is it like?"
Ivan looked out of the window. "It is small, but the beach looks nice. I will look around later."
"Okay. Good luck for tomorrow. Have a great first day," said Anna.
"Bye, Anna. I miss you," said Ivan. Ivan went out for a walk. The air was cool and the sky was grey. It was Sunday afternoon and the streets were quiet. Most shops were closed, but he found a small supermarket. Ivan brought some groceries and walked past his new office. It was a modern building beside the sea. Ivan felt nervous about the next day. It was his first job after university. He walked along the beach and looked at the sea. The beach had pebbles instead of sand. The sea looked cold. Ivan came from a warm country. He missed the blue skies of his home. To his surprise, he saw some people in the sea. They wore brightly coloured caps. They were swimming in a group. The idea of swimming on a cold day made Ivan shiver.
"Those swimmers are brave," said a voice. A woman was standing nearby in a cafe door. She smiled at Ivan.
"Yes," said Ivan. "It looks very cold." Ivan talked to the woman for a while. Her name was Jess. She owned the cafe. The cafe was called the Deep Blue Sea. Ivan talked to Jess about his country. Jess was interested in traveling and learning languages. The cafe menu looked good. Ivan decided to eat lunch there the next day. That night, Ivan could not sleep. Everything in his flat felt new and strange. He got up and opened his bedroom window. Cold air came into the room, but the sound of the sea helped him sleep.